So, in regards, transforming the problems, the undesirable things, into happiness. So that the main thing, as a first goal, the the problems, you know, failure in the unsuccess, unsuccess in this unsuccess, you know, regards obtaining happiness for this life. You see, unsuccess, you know, in the business or job or education, so anything that is to do to obtain happiness for this life, then even the failure in spiritual, unsuccess in spiritual progression, practice, even that, even the failure in the Dharma practice, meditation practice, then disease, the say, the degeneration of health, wealth, and then criticism and bad reputation, even the debt, even the the main one, the main one, that which we always have been trying to keep away, that which after the birth, since the birth happened, then that we which one have been trying to you see, protect away the death, that which is used by many people, by practitioners of meditations, used so many of them, they use the dead, in the path, rather disturbing, they use as a need, you know, rather rejection is to accept, disturbing is used as the benefit to develop our mind, for quick enlightenment, for quick way achieving the peerless happiness, the full enlightenment, for sake of all sentient beings, for the benefit of every sentient beings. So many people, practitioners of our meditation, especially the tantra practitioners, the quick part, which means the quick method, most skillful means to achieve the peerless happiness, the full enlightenment. Especially then these practitioners use the that as our path, as our you see, for quick development of the mind, to escape, you know, to escape, to be use the death, use the death, you see, to completely, you see, purify the death, use the death to completely, you see. End the cycle of death and rebirth. All age sicknesses, all the problems. So there are as far as problems. So these things are called suffering or pain. Then there's a then the second problem is a suffering or changes. Those are samsaric, those pleasures of the samsara, the circling, the aggregates, the association body mind, the disassociation body mind, that which is created by impure cause, action and disturbing thoughts. And that which is, you know, the contaminated seed of disturbing thoughts, and that creates a cause of the future, again, future life, future, the samsara, or the circling aggregates. that which is same one, which is not free from the suffering. So, so the temporary pleasures with this cycle, these aggregates experiences, the temporary pleasures of these aggregates, that which that which we label pleasure on a feeling, which is the feeling that feeling the base which is the feeling. that is a, you see, the unnoticeable problem, the unnoticeable suffering. So, such these temporary pleasures of this aggregate, this samsara, you see, that's because on which we label is not the base on which we label pleasure is not that is, you see, the base is not pure, and the base is the unnoticeable, you see, discomfort or the problem or the suffering. So, because it's unnoticeable, so we label it pleasure. So then when it increases, when it becomes noticeable, then the pleasure is decreased. Pleasure is not there. that's why the pleasure does not continue. does not continue, you see, and it decreased, become less and less, because the discomfort that is increased, you know, bad action, eating or you see, whatever action, walking, sitting, you know, sleeping, whatever. So by doing longer, it compounds this discomfort more and more. So then this pleasure afterwards, you see, completely, it becomes less, and then, you see. So however, when this discomfort becomes noticeable, when this problem becomes noticeable, then that which we label pleasure, you see. So then, when, you see, so, because the discomfort, the problem becomes more and more noticeable, then you see that's what happened. So that's what happened. you see, less experience in the comfort, which we labeled comfort. There is no comfort from some side, but it's which we labeled the pleasure. So however, the feeling on which we label pleasure is not pure one. It's not free from. It's not a feeling that is completely free from problem. It's not that. So, so this second one, more subtle form. Then, because a more subtle one, because a more difficult to realize, to recognize this. only one can understand, realize this through analysis, by analyzing. then, then there's third, the pervasive compounding. Problem. This is the fundamental, the main problem. So without this third one, then second and the first, without this last one, pervasive compounding problem, without this, then the two others one do not experience. the suffering of pain and these changes, and they don't, one doesn't experience. The third, so the third one is the fundamental, fundamental one. for example, without the body, then cannot one you see. One do not experience one do not experience then you see the feeling, the itching, you know, when one has leprosy disease. So without the body, then there's no itching. Without itching, there's no itching, and also there's no scratching, and there's no spreading. There's no spreading the disease, you know, making worse and worse by scratching and spreading the infection. So you see, without the body, then the itching and scratching, then spreading the infection. the water is, it doesn't from the infection doesn't spread. However, so all these things doesn't happen. So like that. So without the so what is this third problem? the most important one, the fundamental one, the most important one to recognize And then we have to attempt to be free from this. most important one to understand, to recognize, and we have to make strong determination to be free from this. we have to attempt to be free from this. So that is these aggregates that which is pervaded, that which is under the control of the action and disturbing thoughts. Because this is contaminated seed of the disturbing thoughts, the ignorance, not knowing the nature of the I, so forth. then you see anger, those are the emotional mind, anger, you see the attachment, so forth. So the seed, this is contaminated the seed of the disturbing thought. Because of the seed, because the seed is there and it's not removed, it's not purified. If it's purified, then this hallucinated mind, ignorance, those other wrong concepts, they do not rise. They cannot rise. There's no cause to rise. So they cannot rise. As they cannot rise, you see, there's nothing to produce the action. Action which leaves imprint on the mind, on the conscience, and that imprint, brings like this cloud. You see, it manifests. You see, the imprint which manifests, which brings aggregates. It's future life is aggregates. future life aggregates, which is not free from the the problems. the action that was action motivated by the disturbing thoughts leaves imprint on our conscience. Then the imprint brings, it's a manifest. life from the seed sprout coming. Then manifest. future aggregates. the same type. Which is nature of the self, not free. If it's purified in our mental being, then in our mental continuum, there's no reason to rise the disturbing thoughts, this emotional mind, this hallucinated mind, and then. You see, this disturbing thoughts, then without that, there's no action. Without the action, there's no cause creating future, in the samsara or the aggregates, which is the sort of suffering, so there's no production. There's no cause, there's no production, the result. This is the evolution. how we can be completely free. you see, from one's own mind, by working within one's own mind. You see, by working with one's own mind, the meditation, that which is the meditation, transforming the mind in the path. So from one's own mind, you see, you make yourself completely free. You see, so by purifying the mind, you see, even the seed of this disturbing thought, you see, then there is no cause of suffering, there is no suffering. So completely free. One do not reincarnate anymore. So there is no reincarnation, there is no death, there is no between all the problems between, you see. the old age synesthesis, meeting the undesirable object, and these problems, meeting the undesirable object, and separating from desirable object, not finding satisfaction, even when found object, all these problems doesn't happen. One doesn't experience. completely free, forever, because you are free from the cause, forever. Because, you see, your mind is completely pure from the seed. There's no seed there. So as long as you don't plant seed and in the field, nothing grows. So, you see, as long as one doesn't plant poisonous seed, then there's no poisonous plant that which is dangerous for health, is nothing grows. So like that. So this way, not only that one becomes completely free, not only that, you see, by completely free, you see, by being completely free, you see, from this third problem, the fundamental problem, that which is the aggregates, you see, aggregates, the association of the mind, this one, and that which is, you see, caused by. So this way, not only that one becomes completely free, not only that, you see, by completely free, you see, by being completely free, you see, from this third problem, the fundamental problem, that which is the aggregates, you see, aggregates, the association of the mind, this one, that which is, you see, caused by action, disturbing thought, you know, which is pervaded by that, and contaminated seed of that, you know, the disturbing thoughts. Then you see, because of the seed, because seed is there, not being purified, by the path, by the remedial path, you know, then also one didn't apply the meditation. You see, when we meet objects, you see, beautiful object, ugly object, indifferent object, we didn't apply meditation in our daily life. then we let the mind, we didn't protect ourselves. We didn't protect our mind. We didn't guide, you know, we didn't guide ourselves. So we let we let ourselves to be controlled, to be controlled by these disturbing thoughts, you know, this hallucinating mind, this emotional mind, and we let our mind to be invaded, to be overtaken, or to be invaded by the by these delusions. So, you see, without applying the meditation, the like taking medicine, the meditation, then, so when we meet the different object in our daily life, then, so without the, like taking medicine, the meditation, then this, because seed is there, so all this emotional mind and the disturbing thoughts arises, the delusions arises, and, then you see that motivates action, and the action leaves imprint, creates the imprint, leaves imprint on the conscience, and from the imprint you see the future life you see the same one aggregates, like from the you plant the corn seed, you know, corn. From the corn, the stem comes again. Again, corn comes. not the previous corn coming back. Not that one. But you see, similar corn comes. You see, like that, like that. You see, then from the imprint, similar one. You see, similar means in the sense that it's not the aggregates. You see, aggregates that which is not free from the you know, problems, same one, same type, you see. Not the pure one, pure from all the stuff, pure, you know, that which is liberated completely from the whole problems and causes, not that one. Similar one, you see. it produces, you know, the imprint. So that's why it's called compounding. So these aggregates creates future is not a similar one, not a you see, not a you see, not a cycle, not a aggregate, not a cycle. you see, similar one that which is in the nature of our problems. you see, that which experiences again the three types of. The problems, you see. So this aggregates which creates another, you see, like this create another, you know, aggregates which nature of suffering. So this is compounding. Compounding what, you know, compounding the, you see, future life, you know, aggregates. Cycle aggregates, similar one, nature of suffering. You see, by, you know, compounding the cause, the imprint. So this aggregates is called pervasive compounding problem. So when we become free, from these aggregates, which is in such a nature of problems, when we are free from this, then we are completely free from those two other problems. when we don't have animal experience, such aggregates, natural problem. So when we don't experience animal, then that time we're completely free from also the other two other problems, the problem of changes and the problem of pain, completely. So this one is the ultimate liberation. This is the ultimate, ultimate everlasting happiness. because there's no cause, so it is impossible to come back the problem again, you know, forever. Transforming is your problems and happiness. going over some examples of the different problems of life. what I was trying to tell is, so even the death is that which many people that is it's used for quick enlightenment to achieve, you know, peerless happiness, and to be able to bring all sentient beings to their peerless happiness, full enlightenment. You see, death is used as a part for that. So in med, death is used as most beneficial. The death experience is made most beneficial for every living beings.
death is used to the benefit of others, to develop one's mind, to generate the realizations of path of enlightenment. death is used to be born in the pure land of different Buddhas, different fully enlightened beings.
Utopia, Ale. I haven't seen what kind of utopia. Utopia. Actually, even though it's you say. Even though it starts with you.
People
want
utopia. Utopia means
What?
Place that
problem.
In the West, we say utopia means a high place.
No, I'll put the utopia as the one where the people, a lot of people are starving. What? Ale. I see. Only now my ignorance is dispelled. I completely, so far I'm believing the utopia is that where there's all problems. The unceasing are killing each other and all that torture, you know, all that thing.
We're all looking for utopia, but not here.
Anyway, utopia. Utopia means pure land. It's like it's like what the way I've been believing is like pure land as a hell and the hell as a, you know, as a pure land. so anyway, the utopia. you see, drafts and a lot of drafts and a lot of, you see, disease and a lot of many things. So, you see, many say millions are starving, and no food growing. You see, no crops growing. And so disharmonious and so so much disharmonious and filled with the so much the minute the place, of course, even though there's much delusion, but particularly many of those places is even stronger, more violent, more rough. More uncontrolled. However, you see, they don't. No rain, you see, no scarcity of water, and even the water brought by aeroplane or you see from other place, yeah, even the water is brought there, you see, but it become bad when it arrived. By the time when it arrived in that place, even the water become bad, which was usable, usable, you see, to, drinkable before. By the time when the water arrived in their place, it became bad water. So you see, the appearance, how things appear to you, you see, how things appear to them. Is like this. So even the water, by the time when it arrived there, it was drinkable before. But by the time when it arrived their place, it became, you see, it appeared undrinkable. You see, it became bad. It appeared bad water. The water appeared bad water, and even though it was good, it was drinkable before when there was another place. So, like that, you see. So, it is the impure appearances. It is the impure, what they experience is the impure appearances. it is impure appearances. So the impure appearances, without the mind, there is no appearance. Without the mind, there is no appearances. Appearances to do the mind. So whether your appearance is pure or not pure, you see, that depends on whether the mind is pure or not. So all these drought and all these no crops growing and nothing, you see, so many undesirable things, life is filled with undesirable things. So much disaster and fighting, so forth, you know, all these things. it's appearance. all this is a, you see, place appeared, people appeared bad, place appeared bad. you see, everything appeared bad, harm. So that is the production. That is the production of a negative imprint left on our conscience by the past. you see the impure action. you see the mistaken. The action. the done with the negative. You see the wrong attitude. So. You know, harming others, so forth, you see. Harming others, which is also harming oneself, you know. So all the, you see. left imprint on the mind. And then these appearances are projection of this, you see, impure conscience, or the which is the imprint that's left there, is negative imprint, then, you see, it's a projection of that. However, creations of that. So that here you see, here we have here you see there's a lot of rains, especially in Melbourne, there's unseasonal rains. which is my visualization of Melbourne. because this is how I saw Melbourne the first time when I came here. There's always some rain, you know, some fogginess, and always some little rain, you know, kind of unseasonal, huh? And what? So this is the first time when I came to Melbourne, so always I had the picture of Melbourne there. But of course, there's a lot of sunshine. So, the last few days there was a very good sunshine. But there are many good days. But just because that impression that somehow I think the first time when I was here, there was, I said. Maybe I brought bad weather with me. Anyway, so however for us that you see many appearance of many beautiful things. You see beautiful, comfortable, you know, beautiful place outside, inside, clean. then food. You see, so much unbelievable, so much the appearance of what we have is it desirable or beautiful. You see, you know, appearances, you see, appearances, you see, this life, you know, now we have our appearance, you know, full of, you know, beautiful object, clean, nice, you see. So if you compare, so many of those places, you see, this is paradise. This is the paradise. This is the, our appearances. you see what, you know, sense object we're using is the place. You see, it's a paradise. It's a real utopia. It's a real utopia. Now this is utopia. Now this our appearance is utopia. You're comparing to those. the comparing to the Ethiopia. The, anyway, so so this you see, so many you see beautiful and clean, nice things, all these appearances. You see beautiful, seeing beautiful flowers and so forth. You see all this full of you see, beautiful objects. all these things you see, it came from is a projection of our positive, positive you see mind. It came from positive imprint, left by the past positive action, done by positive attitude. So all this is a. You know, it's an appearance. All the sense object, all the sense objects, all this appearance of our, you know, mind. All these creations of our own mind. So how you about? So in the so in the pure realm or the pure land of those you see different enlightened beings. so you see pure means where there's no you see the sufferings. Where there's no problems at all. not by the one doesn't reincarnate there, you know, not by not by impure action, but by prayer. however, there is no. You see the suffering, rebirth, old age, and then the say, and disease and death, all these things, all the problems, you know, the relationship problems, so forth, all these things do not exist there, do not experience in those realms. So by that is called pure. However, so one uses death, you see, many mentors use death, you know, armed to be born as a path, you see, to be born in this pure land, and then to become enlightened there. It's a quick way to become enlightened. And many mentors, I see many people, so they make their death, you see, and then many people, it's for them, they make the death, they make the death, just as death, which means just simply changing another body, just simply you leave one body into another body, to practice. To develop your mind, in order to develop mind, in order to develop, you see, the rest of the path, and in order to benefit, you see, more for other sentient beings, you see, just it's just change your body, leave that body that which. leave that body which has which has normal potential. You leave that and take another young body into our practice. So, like changing dress, you take off the old dress and then you wear a new dress and enjoy. So enjoy that comfort. Same. take another. So many mentors in that is they make the dead, and then is they just change another body to take another new fresh body, and
young Bodhin to enjoy the practice, enjoy practice, you know, developing the mind, enjoy benefiting others and sentient beings. So, then many others, also, you see, because because not practicing meditation, not studying and not practicing meditation, you see, not knowing what death means and what you can do with death. However, you see how one can make things, you see, the beneficial. However, make the death, you see, object of worry, you know, be afraid of. So the mind, so then many people make from the, with their mind make the death that way. So however, so transforming even the dead one in happiness, even this problem in happiness. So however, so this one has two types. the main thing is not so much to stop the experience, you see, the problem, you know, you see, not so much to stop it, but to not become disturbance. The most important thing is not so much to stop it, but the main thing is that to not become disturbing, to not become harmful to one's mind. You see, to not become disturbing, to not become harmful to one's mind. To one's that to not become disturbance is the condition. what's called problems of life. These things to not become obstacle to develop the mind. You see, in the right path to the ultimate happiness, to the peerless happiness, full enlightenment. you see, these things to not be an obstacle to develop the mind. These things to not become as a disturbing. You see, opposite to the path. So that is the main aim. That's the main thing. similar. For example, person who commits suicide oneself, one uses the body. Person who commits suicide oneself uses the mind to kill oneself. Uses the body to kill oneself. Now here, you see, when we practice Dharma, when we practice meditation, when we practice good heart. You see, we're using our body, spirit, mind to, you see, rather harming to oneself. We're making it to not harm. We're using it to not harm oneself, to not disturb oneself. And besides that, to bring peace in the heart, you see, to benefit, especially using the body, spirit, mind, you see, oneself to achieve the peace, happiness, and using one's own body, spirit, mind, highly beneficial for every sentient, every living beings. So that is the main point. you see, so same thing is what we call problems, you see, these things. I'm making most making most benefit. Supporting, beneficial to the path. The one practice, you know. In other words, these things using to bring happiness, you know, rather obstacle for happiness, using these things, you know, to support happiness. So in this way, so yeah, maybe I stop there. Pray.